It may be difficult for a small dairy producer to make a living. However, just outside of Normal, Illinois, Ken Robb is doing just that, milking 60 Jersey cows and building a business with many years of tradition. The story of how it all happened is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Ken Robb is the seventh generation to milk cows just outside of Normal, Illinois. However, he didn't know if this would be the place where he would settle someday.
I graduated from the University of Illinois in 1993 and went into sales for 7 years. Came back home in 2000 and joined Mom and Dad in the operation. At the time, we were at record all-time high milk prices, but within a six-month time frame, we were at record lows.
When those prices bottomed out, it was time for some very serious conversations about the future of the farm.
We knew we needed to do something to add value to our own product, and after a little bit of studying, the cheese process was born here on Robb Farms.
There are only four dairy farms still producing milk in Kins County, but he saw that as an advantage when considering a direct-to-consumer operation. Compared to other dairies in the country, he is small. Yet this herd produces an income that supports several people.
Right now, we're milking right at 60 cows. They're all registered Jerseys. We've got 11 employees, and that's outside of family. And so I've got a couple people that are out on the road making deliveries.
Robb Jersey cheese has become a staple for many in central Illinois.
This process is all start to finish for us. Not only do we milk the cows, we make the cheese, we package the cheese, but we also do all our own distribution. And so we spend a lot of time out there. And that's the nice part about being small is when I walk into that location, I'm talking to a deli manager. They want to know that they can talk to Ken.
You can hear our full interview on our Farming the Countryside podcast and weekend radio show. But there's still more of this story right here as Ken found a way to build business during the pandemic. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Normal, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.